Hey everybody, welcome to another podcast. Today's podcast brought to you by Toxic Femininity. Fuck, nobody's heard of that term, right? Not even 24 hours after Kobe Bryant's death, in a helicopter crash that killed him, his daughter, and seven people, social media is exploding with these oh so altruistic, non-stone throwing feminists just dragging his name through the mud. And I want to talk about it. So Kobe Bryant, I can't remember what year this was, went for a knee surgery. He went to Colorado for knee surgery, stayed at a hotel. The surgery was on July 2nd, right? This guy was sitting at the hotel on June 30th and got to the hotel, unpacked, had a bunch of cameras going off. Everybody knows it's Kobe Bryant, I'm sure. And all the hoopla ensues. Kobe Bryant's in town to get a freaking surgery. All right. He ends up boinking one of the hotel workers who was 19 years old. Okay. Totally shouldn't have done it. Well, let me go through what happened, okay? Let me go through what happened, and then I'll go through my own personal whatever, okay? So this was back in 2003, okay? He goes to Colorado to get a knee surgery, stays in a hotel, gets his knee surgery. Then allegations come out that while he was in that hotel, he banged some girl that was there who was a 19-year-old employee at the hotel. And not only was he in trouble for adultery, but he was also in trouble for a rape allegation. Okay. What ended up happening, the internet likes to have 1,000 different stories, and anybody can write a blog, and anybody can write a post, but I try to find the most credible sources here. And I remember what happened. I do remember that it was just all bullshit because the girl kept dragging it on for so long that eventually the court itself just dropped it. And that seems a little crazy, but I'm not, you know. Okay. So she apparently, when she went to take a rape kit, the rape examination, rape kit, had the semen of a different man, Caucasian man, and had pubic hair of another man, Caucasian man, on her underwear and on her person or whatever. So they said either she had sex with another man within the same week or whatever, or a few days of her getting raped by Kobe Bryant. She claimed that she was imprisoned. He wouldn't let her go, and that he raped her in his hotel room. So either this little freak boinked two different guys a few days away from each other, grabbed the wrong underwear, dirty underwear, put them on, and then went to the rape examiner, filed the rape kit, and just mixed up her dirty underwear. Or was raped by Kobe Bryant, and then just magically he had Caucasian pubes and Caucasian semen on her underwear. And she went with the former. She said that she was rushing out of the house and grabbed dirty underwear, and that's why they found semen and hair inconsistent with Kobe Bryant's DNA on her. So that's what she went with. And she dragged it on so long that I think after accumulating $200,000 in fees or whatever, the prosecutors at the Colorado court, actually the prosecutors themselves, dropped the case. Now, I'm not saying that Kobe isn't powerful enough to make all this happen, has money enough to make all this happen. I mean, I'm well within the scope of logic here that, you know, powerful people have enough money and influence to make shit happen. I mean, a rape case can be falsified or can get lost. Shit like that happens all the time, man. Let's not pretend like this is all just fucking, like, this is some conspiracy theory shit. Whenever somebody, oh, they lost a rape kit. No, that shit, I mean, dude, when you got fucking access to stuff, you can do it, right? But let's be real here. Let's think about this. Multi-million dollar man comes into your hotel room, to your hotel. You're 19 years old. Kobe, by all means, is a fucking strapping man without all his money and all this. He's a good looking dude. He's tall. I kind of like this cat, you know? And on top of that, he's got all this money, all this fame. He's the lead point scorer, right? I'm assuming, like I said, I'm not a big basketball guy. He walks into your hotel with all his paparazzi and all this other shit, and he's staying in there because he just needs to get a surgery, and he's just, oh, his fucking knee hurts, and he's got to get a surgery in the next couple of days. He just wants to relax at your hotel, check in. You're not going to want to fluff his pillows? And I'm assuming she was a cute 19-year-old girl. Kobe's going to, I mean, she was fucking hot. Kobe's not going to turn around and be like, yo, what's up? Right? I mean, human nature took its course. And apparently the girl apparently the girl had, her family had money, right? Whether you believe that or not, you know, they're a family that has money and having a 19-year-old girl work at a hotel so she gets a taste of the real life, or it's complete BS. Both are completely plausible, right? And I'm giving everything the benefit of the doubt, or I'm giving everything a fair shake here. And she totally just all this. I mean, all this could be real or not. But I mean, what are the freaking chances, man? What are the chances an NBA player walks in your hotel? You're 19. You're starstruck. You want to bang the guy, and if you bang the guy, you can be his little play toy and capitalize off of that relationship for a long time. Let's not pretend like women don't do this all the time. Women do this all the time. Okay, this shit is real. This shit happens. Women post up fake allegations all the fucking time. But when they post up fake allegations, it doesn't stay with them after their death. It doesn't get brought up at their death like that's happening right now. Super disrespectful, super ridiculous. I mean, I'm appalled that women, they just don't have the fucking moral compass to say, hey, this is not the right time to do this, to drag this guy through the mud 24 hours after his death of him and his daughter in a fatal accident, a fatal helicopter crash with seven other fucking people. I'm going to bring this up now because I want to destroy his name. It's just, I think it's pure evil, dude. I think it's pure evil. Dude wasn't found guilty of shit. So you don't know as much as I don't know what happened. But we do know that the chick had underwear on for her rape kit. She took her person from her home to the examiner's office and had the semen of another man on her underwear and hair of another man on her underwear, on her person. That's how she went to go to get a fucking rape examination. We know that. And we know that she never testified. That she just decided not to testify. We know that the courts dropped the case after trying to get her to testify and they just got sick of it and just dropped it. Okay, we also know that the court was a little unprofessional, that they leaked her name to a few sources and there was some rinky-dink operation. We also know that. We also know that rich guys can make a lot of shit go away. But I also know that rich guys, here, and this is my point, we also know that rich guys could pay two women to do what fucking, what's his name, Bateman in American Psycho, and pull their fucking teeth and do dental exams. Like, we have those two hookers come to his room, and then like he, like, beat him up pretty bad. He did some weird shit. He pulled out his tool chest and got medieval on their asses. All right, you could pay two men to fuck each other in the ass, to ass rape each other for the right price. You can basically buy anyone, man. So, and that's the thing. It's like, do you think that basketball, what's more likely? A basketball player got sassy that a girl said no to him and was like, now I'm going to rape you and possibly throw all this away, but nobody's going to believe you because I'm a rich, rich, powerful man and you're just some 19-year-old, knowing damn well that if a 19-year-old has a rape allegation, it's likely to come up on the exact same 24 hours that I die. Right? Like, just an accusation is enough to bury you even after you're dead, even on your death day. All over social media, all up for the public. You think that guy would do that? Or it's plausible that this little freak, this little sex fiend, try to get her some Kobe dick and then win over and just realize that she was in way over her head and couldn't keep this bullshit up, that he really wasn't going to buy her cars and shit like that, like he said, and then she pulled out a rape allegation. Right? I mean, what's more feasible, man? If he was like, yo, I want to have rough sex with you where I degrade you and I'll give you, here's $5 million of cash. I'm going to bury your head in a pillow and just go to town on you. All right. I'm going to smack you around. You know, maybe she would have said no, but there's a bunch of fucking people that would say yes. And that's why I say, even I'm pretty sure there's a bunch of straight ass dudes that would say, fuck it. Go to town on my butt, dude. For a few million, for a few thousand. Right. So I just call bullshit when somebody says, you know, I err on the side of bullshit when it's a high profile person. I also know how men are in terms of wanting power and control. And I know how people are in terms of being told no when they're always used to being told yes. And that people might, somebody in his position might get a little froggy in the hotel room and be like, nah, now I want it. Now I'm taking it. Lock the door and I'm much bigger than you. But I'm going to go ahead and say I'm going to give the benefit of the doubt to Kobe because the courts couldn't find it. She dropped the ball with bringing the raw underwear, which is I think is the right underwear. I think it's all bullshit. I think she got caught up. She's full of shit like a lot of these women are. And she further exacerbates the problem where women who are actually raped are grouped in with these fucking lying bitches that just use very powerful, very real world consequences and titles and tack them on any man, and then just walk away unscathed, no problem. Let me tell you, man, if you get accused of doing something that you didn't do, it doesn't go away. And if the people around you forget what happened after they all realize that you didn't do anything wrong and it all goes away, it still stays with the person. You still look at yourself as if you did something wrong. You still look at yourself with some sort of like, did I do something? Like, how could I have avoided it? A lot of times, man, shit is unavoidable. Shit will come out of the blue, you know? Just laying down with a woman could be the kiss of death. And a lot of guys know that nowadays. A lot of guys know that being around women is dangerous at this point in terms of that kind of shit. And all the women that are saying, oh, you're just going, oh, God, cry me a river. Look at Kobe Bryant, dude. And that's the thing. Women don't see as many men that don't want to see the female perspective. There's just as many women don't want to see the male perspective. And I don't think that there's many women that want to see our perspective as much as we want to see the female perspective. Because whether women believe it or not, there's a lot of friendly fire coming our way right now. It's like, oh, men are assholes, men are shit, men are garbage, men are rapists. They're all creepy. They're all toxic and blah, blah, blah. But I mean, it's like at the same time, who's the firefighter who comes to save your fucking burning house? Who's the cop who comes to defend you when your husband's beating your ass? More likely it's a guy. Who's the guy fucking still doing the X, Y, and Z? At the end of the day, I'm still going to step out of my way and put myself in danger for a complete stranger, male or female. And I'm pretty sure I won't get the same fucking, same thing back. And I don't do it because I'm expecting something, but that's just the way you've been calibrated. If you're a good guy, you're still going to do things. You're still going to protect women. And right now, you're still going to get shit. You're still going to get called toxic. You're still going to get called rapey. You're still going to get called creepy. You're still going to get shat on, even though you're willing to help women. And that's the disgusting place in the world, the state the world's in right now. And for some crazy reason, it's become fashionable and it's become trendy to bash men. It's become public, like, it's okay. It's completely acceptable. If men talked about women the same way that women are talking about men on social media for the last, you know, 5 years, the way things have been going, oh my God, there'd be so many men getting fired, so many men getting put fucking out of positions and suspended and in trouble. But women are just, they have carte blanche right now to just do whatever the fuck they want.
I just don't understand where they get off on thinking that's okay. But society right now has deemed it okay, man. So continue bashing on men. Even the good ones, just bash them over their friggin' heads, because fuck, we don't fucking need them, dude. The world will just fucking be better without men. We're just a garbage species. We haven't accomplished shit. What we have, the little we've accomplished, we've done it perfectly without any mistakes. Since we haven't done anything grandiose, anything larger than life, since we haven't done shit that's big, we've only done small things, so we've only made any mistakes we've made have been small mistakes. So if you do big and great things, you'll have big and great mistakes. But since men haven't really contributed much, we've only been able to make stupid little mistakes. So, you know, that's how it goes. And there certainly isn't a group of men at the top that are just burying all the other men underneath them. They definitely, you know, favor the father whenever they, you know, you split up with your wife. You definitely don't have to, the bread earner, which is typically the male, typically doesn't have to give away half his stuff. He typically gets to see his kids. If the bread earner were the woman, he typically gets half of everything. It's socially acceptable for him to take half of her stuff. So the rules apply to everybody equally. There's never any instances where men are unfairly imprisoned or found guilty. There's definitely men's night at all the nightclubs and bars. We get drinks really cheap. We get in for free. If something bad happens, it's always let the men out first. You know what I mean? Like, it's super, super on our side. We're not expected to do anything dirty and dangerous, fatal, disgusting. That's definitely a split down the middle. Or for women, we never have to do any of that shit. The benefit of the doubt's always given to us, in terms of any kind of accusation on whether you were aggressive or creepy or rapey or anything like that. You know, we always get like, you know, looked over. Anytime we walk into a place, there's never that feeling of like, oh, there's a guy here that could be a potential problem, right? Like, they're always happy to see us. You know, people are always welcoming, not like women, because whenever a woman walks in the room, they definitely, like, everybody definitely tightens up and feels like, okay, we could have an altercation here. You know, any house party you've ever gone to, they're always like, we don't have enough men in here. We need more men. Oh, it's you and three of your buddies, and you guys brought like four bottles of liquor. You know, like, it's fucking, you guys can't come in here. We definitely need more fucking men here. You know what I mean? Sorry, you know what I meant to say. It's ridiculous, man. It's fucking ridiculous. It's like, we live in this world where everybody's pretending what's going on isn't going on to appease this group of illogical people. It's like, look, feminists, as much as you hate the men that ruin the world, I fucking do too, bro. Or lady, whatever I'm supposed to call it. You know, it's supposed to be whatever the fuck I want it to be, right? Like, I think we've given these people too much power at the top to call these damn shots, and now we're giving these freaking feminists too much power in terms of what they're allowed to say, what's right and what's wrong. Like, you're wrong, man. You don't get to dictate what everybody does, as much as you don't want me to dictate. You're fighting the power that dictates by dictating. I mean, it's like, you're the fascist now. Right, they become everything they hate with their little fucking short haircuts, and they just say, they start to fucking let all their body hair grow, and they start to fucking wear like cargo shorts and shit. You're turning into a guy. I thought you hated guys. You hate men so much. Why do you become one? Makes no fucking sense. You're completely full of fucking, you know, you're just full of it. You're completely full of it. Yet you want everybody to take you fucking seriously. And I mean, I'll just never get it, man. I don't think they get it.
I don't think they get it. Don't look at me, but I'm going to wear yoga pants so you can see my vaj. Why do you treat me like a piece of meat? 25 pictures of my ass later until I find the best one to post on Facebook or on Instagram. I'm such a... You treat me as an object. And you go out of the house dressed like candy with your tits out. And then you have the gall to fucking order a drink from the bartender and then cover your tits. Like, oh, like he's looking. And that's the one that kills me the most, man. Because I bartend. That's the one that kills me the most. You could come out... Just showing off everything, man. You're just, I mean, literally, if it were acceptable, you would go naked. Like, you're just trying to you're flirting. Your clothes are flirting, artfully flirting with nudity. That's all it is. Like, I just want to fucking be as close to naked as possible, not get in trouble for public indecency. But I'm trying to get as close to naked as possible. And then I just only want the hot guys to look at me. And then I'm going to pretend like I don't want them to look at me. And I really don't want to be looked at. But I'm going to try. It's like, you know, it's just, it's madness, man. It's just, it's fucking, man. I see it every day when I work. Well, I don't work every day at the bar. But when I part-time and I fucking work, I see how these women... just flaunt their ass, and it's like sexual harassment if the guy's ugly, and not sexual harassment if the guy's good looking. And if the guy's good looking, if he's saying all the right things, then it's not sexual harassment. But as soon as he starts saying something, some tune that they don't like he's just corny or just doesn't have game, then now it's creepy again. So it's like your performance, your ability, your personality is stamped as creepy or not creepy, rapey or not rapey, or inadequate or bad by some person who doesn't have the credentials to fucking make that assessment. Like, who the fuck is this person? But that's where we're at right now. And I think it needs to stop, right? I think we need to just say, okay, fine, fucking fine with sleeping on the couch. Matter of fact, you sleep on the couch. You want equality? You go downstairs and sleep. You're the one mad at me, you know? I don't know, man. It's time for people, men and women, to stand up and say, look, this is stupid. Like, you're just letting American and worldwide society be split on yet another fucking thing. If it's not Republicans versus leftists and versus rightists versus, you know, pro-gun, anti-immigration, pro-immigration, fucking vegetarian meat eaters. And then the omnivores are like, everybody chill out, please. Right? It's just like, if they're not splitting us on everything, they're going to split us down to our fucking genders, which are 27 of them now. Right? They're going to split you on your sexes now, man. It's like, it's fucking crazy, man. It's fucking crazy. So this isn't a podcast where I'm going to end it with everybody be fucking kind to each other, people. It's one where I'm going to say, be kind to each other, but stand up for what's correct and what's not correct. And when people are being shitheads, I don't care what they have between their legs. Just tell them they're fucking wrong. Just so many men just agree with women because it's popular. It's as trendy to shit on men as it is to support the women that are shitting on men. And that has to stop. We have to, if they're not going to be kind to each other, then don't be kind to them. And that doesn't mean be fucking assholes to people. That just means just cut them off, man. Get rid of them. Just spending too much time on people. It's like a fucking Trump supporter. Everybody's spending so much time trying to convince this Trump supporter of it. That, you know, that they're not even from this fucking landmass, that their ancestors immigrated here, and that they're fucking wrong about X, Y, and Z, and that this guy's a fucking actual fucking, you know, Donald Trump is actually a sexual abuser. He's an actual sexual. You can't convince those people that he is what he is and that they're wrong. Stop wasting time, just like we shouldn't waste any more time on these feminists. And it's just like, dude, if that's who they want to be, just cut them out of your life. Maybe they'll realize that they're fucking wrong. Just focus on the good, man, and be vehement about standing up for yourself against this bullshit, man, because it's intolerable. It's intolerable. I mean, look at today. This guy was never found guilty, died 24 hours, like within hours of his death, because I heard it yesterday, and he died yesterday. Within hours of his death, women are already shitting all over him over something that the girl was
She brought the wrong underwear. She's lying. She lied about the whole thing. And because he was accused, it doesn't go away. And just, if that should be a mark on how things are, look at that. And then tell me if you still feel all good about what you're doing, about how you're fixing the world. Anyways, rant's over. Everybody get back to your normal consuming and fucking, I don't know. That's all I got. Now I'm all fucking worked up. All right, friends. Actually, no. Be good to each other. Please be good to each other, as always. And tell these feminists to suck it. All right, guys.